This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The last week of the month, of which we are in the middle, is a big one for those wanting to know more about how consumers are feeling about this economy. We got our first insight on Tuesday, the Consumer Confidence Survey put out by the Conference Board. Insight number two comes tomorrow with the latest release of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. Now, why are we talking about consumer confidence again, and what is it really? I'm glad you asked, because that's the perfect way to get into the latest installment of our new series, Kai Explains, where we take things real slow to find out what's really happening.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
You want to know how people are feeling about things, even something as big and cumbersome as the American economy, you got to ask them.
Well, for instance, we ask them, how are current business conditions? Are they good, bad, or normal? Very straightforward questions.
That's Lynn Franco. She knows what gets asked because she is the Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board, the group that puts out the Consumer Confidence Survey. 3,000 of those surveys every month to collect the latest data, which economists like Lynn spend their whole careers keeping track of because
consumers make up about 70% of the U.S. economy, so having a gauge of how they're feeling is very important.
Basically, if you're feeling good about the economy, you'll decide to spend money, and that money keeps the economy growing. But, and you knew there was going to be a but.
It maybe is important to, you know, essentially always have the disclaimer that, you know, consumer sentiment has often had sharp increases and sharp drops, and nothing has really happened.
Jeremy Piger, professor of economics at the University of Oregon with the assist there. He studies recessions as it happens. And yes, the numbers from this month and last have been soft. But Piger says this one indicator isn't in and of itself a great predictor.
You know, it's not that consumer sentiment isn't correlated with the future economy. It's just that it doesn't provide a lot of additional information over kind of the other data flow that we have available to us.
One more thing, and this goes really for most every economic indicator that's out there. Those numbers come out every month. So the point isn't so much to agonize over differences from one month to the next. You want to look at what's happening over time. Lynn Franco, one more time.
You know, as long as we look at the overall trend and sort of put it in a historical context, then I think we provide the reader with a good overall view of what's really happening.
Or listener, audio, right? Anyway, so that's what's happening with consumers and how they are feeling. A quick update now on our Kai Explains from yesterday, IPOs, initial public offerings, how they work and how they get valued. We talked about Peloton, the bike workout company, I guess is the most basic description. Anyway, they started trading today. The company and its bankers priced shares, thus affecting the value of the company, at $29. Traders felt differently. 27-ish was the opening trade. So we got Andrew Caroli from Cornell back on the phone.
I think this is sort of now the normal volatility.
See also the Uber IPO for one example.
It opened this morning at a couple dollars below, and that is not an unusual outcome for the day after. Everything is moving along normal, tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo. I love that. Also, really, what is the point of an IPO anyway?
I think the key from the perspective of the IPO is that the ultimate stakeholders were able to shop the deal successfully to market. Raised $1.8 billion. Now there are sort of an infusion of new funds and capital into the company to be able to invest in all sorts of interesting projects. That's what they wanted. That's what they got.
PLTN is the ticker symbol if you're interested. Let us know what you want to hear explained next. Would you? You can do that at marketplace.org, or you can hit me up on Twitter. I am at Kai Ryssdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L.